okay, now just one arm, because remember that second arm doesn't work.
Backwards.
One arm works. You have one arm.
I know.
Friday at Mountain View was all about new experiences. Third and fourth graders took turns navigating a short slalom course down one of the hallways, scooting along on little carts using just one hand to make it to the end and back. That was one of several stations where students experienced a little of what it's like to live with a number of different disabilities. Carl Kircher is the principal at Mountain View. He says in a school that serves lots of kids with disabilities, the day's exercises were meant to help overcome some of the stigma we put on disabled people.
As a large open enrollment neighborhood school, we're blessed to have a variety of programs that help students with disabilities. And so, you know, our students see that on a daily basis, and this is just another way to help them get maybe a little deeper understanding of it.
Kircher says the idea to bring together experts and set aside a day for activities to shed a little light on life with a disability came from a regular staff meeting with the special education department.
So basically the impetus was just, hey, just seems like a cool thing to do. I mean, you bring artists to school, you bring musicians to school, you teach kids about all kinds of things, and it just would make sense to teach kids about disability awareness as well. In this room, we have some people who are visually impaired. And they are showing students how they make it through their day using Braille and other resources to help them out. So these students.
In the library, Maggie Winston is helping kids learn how to draw and make art in a slightly different way by gripping their paintbrush with their teeth.
But see, it does help for control, right? If you bite it, and then it helps you maneuver it better.
Winston is in a wheelchair. She works at the Independent Living Center in Soldotna, and teaching the kids to draw without using their hands came from her other line of work as a visual artist.
So we've been talking about that a little bit and asking kids, you know, what can people do and what can't people do, and just trying to change the societal attitudes that people have towards people with disabilities and seeing that really anyone can do anything.
In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.